This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We've got a guest in.
We do.
That's
a line in right there, isn't
hey.
It? We have Brendan McLean in the studio.
Hi, Dale.
Hey.
Now, this is not an interview I have any control over, and I'm all right with that.
No, I'm already taking my pants off. I'm ready. Ready? Questions. Hit me with them.
Well, go. I reckon we are a little bit excited at
see, event.
Yeah,
shorts.
You. I know, they're quite short, aren't they? I didn't bother getting changed because it's radio. but you are doing summer sessions.
Yay. Thank you. Chapel.
Yeah. It is a massive lineup, and obviously we were thrilled that you were on it because that means we could have you in.
It's so bloody beautiful in there. I had not been in there by myself. I did see Josh Thomas back in the day before he was famous in there. I love that venue. It is stunning. The grand piano will be out. Strings, we're making this one pretty, okay?
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
McLean's putting in some effort for once.
Nice.
Not just going to be me dragging myself out.
In a long
with ukulele, in a jock again.
Your shoulder in a jock strap.
It's almost like he's trying.
You've been rather busy though, haven't you?
I have.
You have. I think the last time you were in Melbourne that we saw you was Velvet.
Oh, Velvet with the lovely Marcia Hines.
Yes. And that was a while ago now.
That was a while ago. I've been away since Velvet. I was lucky enough to be signed with Universal Publishing, and so I finished my first album, which seems very weird to say.
I did five
EPs, but finally we did an album. So we did that, and also a beautiful ABC show called Effing Adelaide. I can't swear on this. Effing Adelaide, but Pamela Rabe is my mum. Kate Box is my sister. It's going to be an incredible show. I'm playing a big queer. And it's
that
funny
was
as
a stretch.
It was a stretch. It's going to be real tough. I had to look into some method acting.
Yeah.
And it really made it more difficult that it was a queer musician as a character.
Oh, wow.
God,
very
to
tough
learn
for me.
An instrument.
I know. If you could all send in your thoughts and prayers right now, that would be great. But we're doing that. But the main thing is I'm doing this beautiful summer session where I get to kind of look back at you know, my hits, you know, because there are so many. Brendan.
You laugh.
Maybe there wasn't as many. And a year on, there are.
It changes.
Yes. I tell you, though.
Stuff changed this
year. You've done well.
Stupid is always my favourite, though.
And what is it about that then? Is it that everybody got you? Is it everybody that you know?
I think it was just growing up and
we're loving the music.
Yeah, weirdly dropping my guard a little bit.
Right.
I think, you know, it will always be camp. I'll always be fab, always be femme. But there was something I was hiding behind. Maybe in the lyrics, maybe in the production, in the way that I always just played by myself or didn't add anything to it. I think I was a bit afraid of success.
Yeah,
I was afraid of achieving what I could. And as I turn 30, I feel less afraid.
Right.
And I feel ready to tell my actual tales.
And is that not a little, does it not often work the other way? Because you're signed with that, you know, with them.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't then controlling over you. You were allowed to do what you wanted.
I'm very lucky that I've always put my music to my audience.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that about me, that I'll put my stuff up online so you can grab it free. You can see the videos. I've always been very interactive with my audience. I'm certainly not a musician that you can't, like, you know, if you message me after this, I will get back to you. I make a point of it. And so in a way, there's no way that a label could take that power away because they know that the success is based in the audience who just love the music.
Mm. But isn't it nice as well that you did that work in that other way so that you've got that base
and you've got I did it that way.
That creativeness of yourself so you're able to step in that way instead of the other way around.
Yes, like all for people finding their successes through different TV shows or competitions or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's so, so satisfying when you sit back, you do nothing but work on your art, and then you give it straight to your audience. Give it straight to the audience with no middleman, and they're really appreciative for that.
Mm.
Be surprised. If you are trying to create something, all I would say to you is make it easily accessible. That's all people want. They want to be able to go on, you know, your Netflix or your Bandcamp or whatever and grab it straight away.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always made a point of. And I guess it kind of paid off after 10 years.
Bloody hell. I mean, and, you know, an overnight success.
Exactly. Overnight over 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. We finally fun bang made it.
It's incredible, isn't it? We've got you for a little while and I think we've waited long enough without hearing a bit of your music.
Oh, gosh.
So let's get at that on. Well, Dylan, you tell us what it is.
We're playing Free to Love. I didn't vote for it. I've voted for Fighting For.
Oh, no. Free to Love is good because I'm really trying to monetize it. I'm trying to monetize Free to Love with the whole, you know, marriage thing, hoping that someone will use it in an ad.
Yeah.
They haven't yet.
It's the perfect song.
Yeah,
if you want an amazing film clip.
Oh, look, I'm a pretty good dancer.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Well, we are going to move on to your...
Thank you.
Yeah, because that's the sort of thing maybe you say off air. I didn't actually want this one, but here you go. Here we go.
We get it, Dylan.
You're on Joy.
Woo!
Joy.
Real, if anything, you're real. Invite me to your castle. Will you show me your way, way, way? Breathe, rolling up my sleeve. There's freedom in your footsteps. Can you show me your way, way, way? Lost like a little kid chasing a red balloon. I can't keep up with you.
Wednesday, Michael and Dean with our very special guest, Brendan McLean.
Oh, my God, it rhymes.
That felt good.
I want to know, what is it about, what makes up a night of summer sessions then? What's your, I mean, you know.
Fanciness.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obviously going to be different to.
General Club.
Yeah, exactly.
Banger.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you like seats, you know, this one's really for you.
Yes.
I had a lot of people.
It's a lot more intimate, isn't it?
I played Honcho Disco a few weeks ago and people, I got some complaints on the Twitter that there were no seats.
Oh, God.
And they couldn't get in at 7 p.m, which, you know, isn't my fault when the venue opens at 9 p.m. and it's a club, okay? But, yeah. You know, this is a beautiful setting, a theatre setting.
Yeah, yeah.
You can invite your gay grandparents along. You know, the hips won't be thrown out at any point, but I'll still be incredible for you. So, yeah, it's the kind of one where you'll have your red wine and, you know, your chippies, and you'll watch two halves, one of a song cycle of me at the piano being all, you know, Rufus Wainwright, playing madly and everything like that, and one with a little more jock strappiness.
Yay!
I like that.
I mean, I love them both.
Would you mind if I just asked you on that then? I'm a bit of a Rufus fan. Is that he's on your list? Would
he
be?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he walked me through Central Park. And it was probably the most amazing day of my life. Yeah, it's a pity he came for a funeral. But, you know, that's how my life works out. I get to meet the man of my dreams, and he's just come from a funeral.
Is he familiar with your music? Forgive my...
We've done some writing together, which has been really special and wonderful. He's in a very different world these days of opera.
Okay.
He'd much prefer to stay in opera right now, and I'm all for that. He's done 10 years of 20 years of playing his stuff that people like me listen to, so I understand that, but he's God to me, absolutely. Just you know, I like my theatrical queens, and looking at Australia, I love Iota, I love Paul Capsis. You know, these are the people that I grew up watching and loving, and that I admire and am proud to admire these people.
Does it freak you out a little bit to think that there's all these youngies watching you and you're doing that for them?
I hope they are. I'm sure they are. I hope it's something good, because I know when I was 15 and in high school, I didn't have anyone really to listen to.
Yeah.
There was certainly nothing, you know, no internet to go and find queer artists.
Right.
But yeah, you know, all I'm here to do is make music and tell any queer artist to just keep making, regardless of what you think the world thinks of you. You know, keep making, and it will happen in time. Make good music first. Don't worry about telling people you're queer first. That is a part of you, and is a big conversation, you know, about... I've done 5 years of, it's openly gay musician Brendan McLean.
Yeah.
And it gets a bit tedious, but all you have to do to fight that is write great music, make great content, whatever you do. If you write music, if you're a drag queen, if you're an actor, just do great stuff that you love, and it will come around, and the rest of the story will come out in time.
Do you believe things like same-sex marriage will make being queer growing up a little easier?
I hope it does. I hope it. I hope it's so easy for them that I'm envious. You know,
we've all got to fight for, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't mean it's going to be overnight.
I mean, it's
easy,
that funny thing you think about it though, because none of us really had it easy. No one has it easy. It's just very different to the experience that we have, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody's life is easy. That's our little journey, and you know, whatever. But you can be bullied for being, you know, for wearing glasses. You can be bullied for whatever, you know. But we identify with that, so that's our story. Yeah. Isn't
but I think
it?
The wonderful thing that we've done is made sure that the next generation has it a little easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And let's not get frustrated when, you know, eventually they say that their childhoods were difficult, because they will be difficult in a way that we won't understand.
Exactly.
Because I didn't.
Life.
I wouldn't have known what Facebook bullying was when I was 14, but that's a very real thing for teenagers now.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure in 10 years there's going to be another weird, confusing thing.
When MySpace comes back.
Come on.
Mini-discs.
Come back, MySpace.
When we get to use our mini disc player.
Finally.
Okay. I spent a lot of money on that mini disc player.
So many discsmans.
Having to learn how to use it. Stupid assholes. Now, talking of assholes, your video, your controversial video.
Oh, yes.
Was that about? Because we were talking about it earlier in the sense of it got banned in some place. Now, when you make something like that, do you think this will get them? Because remembering back, Madonna's Like a Prayer was banned. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, you know, that was banned. I mean, what about it?
We definitely didn't go into it looking to be banned, almost to the point where all the actors on House of Air asked that question up front. Are you hiring me just for shock value? And
Never.
I'd never do
what
anything.
Is it? What even is that?
Brendan McLean doing something for attention? No, we booked them because they were the best people to have sex on camera. The other part of it was the book Gay Semiotics, or the essay from 1977, which Hal Fisher wrote, was all about the queer code of handkerchiefs, yes, earrings, scarves, a whole range of fascinating things. And I was in a park in London, and I walked into a little sex store, and there was a little grey book that said Gay Semiotics. And as I read it, I saw...
In the shop.
I didn't buy it. Of course not. And I'll never pay them back in thanks either. But as I read it, I realised there was a code that I didn't understand, because, you know, my generation and we now have Grindr, and we can tell each other that we want whatever we want.
Yeah, yeah.
But you needed, you know, maybe a yellow handkerchief on your right pocket.
I love that beautiful? So much.
Doesn't it make you feel like you have your little decoder ring back at school? And it's a queer language.
Yeah.
The same way that Polari was a unique queer language, and I thought that was worth celebrating. Yeah. Now, did we know it was going to get banned? Well,
probably.
Yeah, we had a pretty reasonable idea.
It wasn't going to be on in the afternoons.
Were we surprised that it lasted for a week? Even more surprised. Yeah. Like, we had bets. Mine was like 10 hours, someone was 5, and someone was a day. It stayed up on there for a week and now has 3 million views on Vimeo.
Yeah.
And went strong at Braindance and through London Fringe Festival as well.
I still laugh at one of the funniest shots in the whole thing. Is just in a gag. Because every other film clip, your mouth's going, you're moving around, it's all crazy. It's
you're just there,
tied up and gagged.
I know. I think it was Brian and Carl's favourite scene. It's like, at least Brendan finally stopped talking. But of course, it's been incredible and connected me to so many people in so many different countries. Through Berlin, it's actually most popular in Russia, where there's, you know...
Big shit over there.
Yeah. But if you look up Russia, House of Air, it's been played in huge festivals and huge concerts, and much bigger than it is here. But that has only opened me up to a wonderful global community.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we should let everybody know who else is on. This is an incredible lineup.
Yes, an amazing lineup.
As we mentioned.
There's Nathaniel, Mayfield, Fando, Geordie Lane, and Brendan again. And I think there might be some more coming up as well.
Yeah, it all begins on the 13th of January and goes through the 27th, which is your date.
It is my date. And tickets are about half sold out, so get on.
I guess it's stating the obvious that there won't be tickets available on the night.
Absolutely.
You can get those tickets right now, though, chapelofchapel.com.au. It's been lovely.
Thank you. And happy birthday. How wonderful.
Yep.
To many more years, all right?
I think one more that'll do.
Just play me every couple of months. Okay, that'll
be
fine.
We'll definitely have you back.
Slip you another 50 under the table.
We are grateful that you could come in, my love.
Thank you. And I'll see you when I'm back down.
All righty. You're on Joy.
Joy.
Oh, Henry, I gave you the worst of me. Your friends see the weight you've buckled underneath. So, honey, this is your apology. Another forgiving you the worst of me. 'Cause if we just didn't work, then it's nobody's fault. Or cry. It's like I found the right face, but it's in the wrong place. And time. I wanna go down in flames. I'm gonna tear you apart. When everything could be simple, I wanted it to be hard. I'm gonna fight like it mattered. I'm ready to go to war. Now everything else is shattered. You know what I'm fighting for. Oh, Henry, you gave me the worst of you. Paraded the many men that you went through. Just stated, I deserve the worst of you. But when your pills start to drop, and my bottle is gone of wine, I guess you're finding a new face who can fill in the space this time. Well, fine, I wanna go down in flames. I'm gonna tell you. Everything could be simple. I wanted it.
to go to war. Now everything else is shattered. You know what I'm fighting for. You know what I'm fighting for.
Been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.